Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Meditation Minis Podcast. This episode comes to you from Seattle. So I've decided after traveling for several weeks that while I would love to be location optional, I don't know that I actually want to live life location independent. Trying to find quiet places to record the podcast as well as to record some guided meditation albums that I'm working on for you guys has been incredibly challenging. It's much easier to do it at home where I have like a special little closet all set up to do this. So I apologize if on this recording there is some background noise. I picked the quietest space I could find, but I am in downtown Seattle and it's 90 degrees and nobody here has air conditioning, so the windows are all open. Today's episode is brought to you by Kapari. Kapari's coconut deodorant is an aluminum-free deodorant that doesn't suck. If you're anything like me, you would prefer to use natural products whenever possible, and deodorant is one of those things that has been really challenging to find something that actually works. I have been using it. A girlfriend of mine has been staying with me. She's also been using it, and we have used it on training weekends where we're doing like these intense, sweaty days for 12 plus hours, and Kapari's deodorant is amazing. So she and I did not find it surprising at all to learn that the coconut deodorant is Kapari's number one selling product. In fact, they can barely keep it in stock. Say aloha to Kapari. Go to kapari.com/minis to make the safe switch today and see how you can save $5 off your first order. That's kapari.com/minis. kopari.com/minis with an S. That's kapari.com/minis. Visit today. And they have a money back guarantee, so there's no reason not to. And thank you, Kapari, for sponsoring this episode of the Meditation Minis Podcast. Today's meditation is going to focus on soothing away some of the excess chronic discontent that most humans actually are walking around with. It's a really good quality in a lot of ways because that chronic discontent is actually the catalyst for creativity, for exploration, for making more, wanting more, doing more. But when we are in chronic discontent to a point where we're not actually present and enjoying our lives, this is where that creative exploration, open to new possibilities force inside of us can then become negative. It can make us feel like we're missing out, like something's not right, and we're unable to even enjoy the moment that we're in. So let's dive into that a little bit today. If that sounds interesting to you, go ahead and close your eyes. Turn your attention inward. And begin your process by taking those three slow but deep breaths, breathing either in through your nose or through your mouth, and then exhaling through the mouth, maybe even letting out an audible ah on the exhales, signaling to your body and mind that we're going to relax and unwind and just let some stress go. As you tune inward now, breathing and being, and any sounds in the space around me or sounds in the space around you are just the sounds of everyday life moving on around us. We can allow them to be a gentle part of our experience or even perhaps to fade into the background completely. While you refocus your attention on the sound of my voice and feel your breath as it moves in and out of your body. And starting now from the top of your head, I'd like you to gently scan down your body, noticing any areas of discomfort, of tension, of pain perhaps, or irritation. Scanning down across the forehead, the eyes, the back of the head, the cheeks, the jaw, into the neck and shoulders. And if you find these areas of tension or discontent, imagine what it would be like to just take a deep breath and on the exhale, just let it go. And it may not let go completely, but the imagining of it tells your subconscious mind and your body what it is you're wanting from it. And so it can continue the process of letting it go as you continue to scan down the rest of your body, into your chest and back, into your hips and thighs, each and every breath. And if you find areas of tension or discontent, breathe into them and imagine them releasing, letting go, relaxing. As you continue in that place of flow, moving all the way down to your toes. And sometime in the next few breaths, just completing that process. And as you do, I'd like you now to consider in your mind places in your life where you find yourself, maybe even today, feeling that sense of chronic discontent, but in a way that doesn't serve you, in a way that causes anxiety or distraction from the present moment. And imagine what it would be like if in those moments you could do a similar thing where you just take a deep breath and relax into the moment, whatever that moment is for you, relaxing into it and being present just a little bit more, setting aside the discontent, not by judging it or calling it bad, because it can be in many ways a positive thing. But in the moments where it's no longer positive, you can just breathe into it. Imagine and picture it relaxing, letting go, flowing out of you. And then taking that moment in your mind's eye to appreciate something in that moment of reality. Maybe it's the way a leaf looks outside the window in the sun. Maybe it's just the way your breath feels as you breathe in and let out a sigh. As you breathe and be. And what would it feel like and look like if you were to choose to practice this, moving forward into the rest of your day, into the rest of your week, breathing into any moments of chronic discontent or tension and giving yourself permission, at least in that moment, to release it. And then find something in the present moment to appreciate, even if it's just briefly for one short breath. Present focused and relaxed. And in this way, you reset your brain and your day, while at the same time training your mind to be in this place more frequently and automatically. And that's such a beautiful thing. As you breathe and be, and prepare yourself to open your eyes feeling refreshed and reframed in body, focus, and mind. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton, and you are listening to the Meditation Minis podcast. I hope you're having a fantastic summer, and thank you so much in advance for sharing the show with friends, family, and on social media. You are my marketing department, and I thank you for that in advance. Oh, and don't forget to go check out kapari.com/minis. If you're unsure of the spelling, you can find it in the show notes. Thank you for being a Meditation Minis listener, and have an amazing week.